crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
And just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
I've taken a lot of bad calls, but you guys walked in on the end of a pretty bad call.
I know. I'm going to have to check out the podcast right after the show.
The problem with his theory is, yes, he did play against Nebraska two conferences ago.
I mean,
he was in the Big Eight at Iowa State. And listen, it doesn't matter if he was at Iowa State before.
So if Nebraska could get Tom Izzo right now,
would they get him? Yes.
Shouldn't do it because he was he coached against him.
They play him too much.
Greg Madison, who was the defensive line coach at Michigan, just left to go to Ohio State.
Sean goes, didn't Rick Pitino coach Kentucky and Louisville?
Yes, he did.
He did. Yeah. And he won championships at both.
You take the best coach you can get. I mean, good Lord.
Alabama shouldn't have taken Saban. He comes from
LSU. Exactly.
If Auburn
could hire Saban.
No, they shouldn't do it. Rivals.
Shouldn't do it.
Rivals.
Be silly. If Michigan a couple years ago, after Brady Hoke, if they could have hired, Urban Meyer? No.
I have a question now. I don't want to make too many people mad, but was he an old?
No, he's
not an old.
He seemed.
He was an ignorant young.
He seemed.
Dang it! No, never mind. Move on.
He claimed he wasn't a millennial.
Yeah,
he claimed he wasn't a millennial.
He didn't sound old.
He didn't sound.
Well, most millennials wouldn't realize that Fred Hoiberg actually played at Iowa State. So.
I didn't know that.
Stibbs,
I love it.
He's not
the stereotype.
I'm not a college hoops guy though.
Come on.
That, it's silliness. You go out and get a great coach, and I think Nebraska, if this ends up being true, will end up getting a great coach, and it don't matter if he was
got the sense from Robin today. I mean, I got the sense from him. He felt like it was pretty good. This was pretty real. Hoiberg stuff.
It feels very real.
Again, I go back to I don't think Goodman would have gone with it if he didn't feel rock solid about it. I don't.
No.
I mean.
And then, of course, you get the Journal Star and the World Herald had their sources. And, you know, the way they both made it sound, both Chris Hedy and Chris Basnett, we've been sitting on this for a while. You know, we've been hearing it. And we all have heard it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I've heard it. But at the same time, I've heard other, like two or three people are locked in. So. There you go. All right, boys. Enjoy anti-Fred Hoiberg calls.
There you go. Look forward to it.